you're doing, Lord God. The Lord spoke to me a week or two ago and said to me that the only answer to the troubles that we face in this world, and especially in our nation, is a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That we need His glory, we need His presence, we need His love. His love is the antidote for hatred, for violence, for corruption. The love of God is poured forth on the land is what's going to change us. A new president really won't change us. God can use a president. He can put a president in place that will have His heart and speak forth His words and have wisdom. But really what's going to change the land is the move of the Holy Spirit. If they put a new administrator in charge of Hastings Youth Academy, it won't change the boys. It's the power of the Holy Spirit being poured out on those boys that's changing them. And I know God uses that to show me in a small little area what He could do in an enormous area. And the only thing that stops Him from pouring His Spirit out is a lack of hunger, a lack of hunger for Him. If we could be hungry for Him, know that He's our only hope and He's our answer, then He will pour His Spirit out from on high. He's promised us, we're beginning to see little pockets of revival breaking out. Seattle, Washington, San Diego, North Carolina, different places we're seeing, and we're hearing Virginia. We're hearing of pockets of revival fire breaking out where people are getting on fire, where the youth are gathering, hundreds and hundreds of them gathering to hear the word of God and surrendering their lives to Jesus in Virginia. There's wonderful things happening throughout the land. So let's not be discouraged and not just listen to the report of the enemy, which would try to daunt us and discourage us and rob us of our faith. But let's keep our eyes fixed on He who is able, on He who will change and transforms our lives and our loved ones' lives and our nation and this world. He's promised He would do it, and He will do it. He said, I will pour My Spirit out on all flesh, both your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. And that's what's happening in this hour. It's just beginning. And what the Lord has been showing me is that just as when the greatest revival that ever broke out in history was when Jesus came to the earth and was born. And what happened when Jesus was born? A great persecution came about. Herod, King Herod, wanted to kill this baby Jesus, that was possibly going to usurp Him as king. He was jealous. And so he commanded that all the boys 2 years old and under would be killed. And the Lord showed me, He said, this revival that is just starting is just being birthed. And because it's just starting, the enemy has ramped up the attack against My people, because he's trying to kill it before it gets going. Because once this thing gets going and takes off, he's not going to be able to stop it. So that we got to understand, this is what's going on. We're in a battle right now. And what does the enemy use? The biggest trigger Ed just spoke about? Discouragement. Oh yeah. If he can get us discouraged about our personal things going on in our lives and caught up in that stuff, and distracted, then what's going to happen? We're not going to be praying. We're not going to be running after God. We're not going to be hungry for God. We're not going to be doing the things He's calling us to do, because we're caught up in this mess that we're in. You know, I had a vision that I shared with you last week where I was down. We had a lot of persecution when we went on this trip that we went on, and I was on the ride home, and the Lord told me, He said, I'm going to show you what's going on. And first I saw the Wounded Warrior sign as we drove by. It was really there. You know the picture, it's all in black, and it's the soldier carrying his wounded buddy on his back, and it's the logo for the Wounded Warriors. And so the Lord said, this is the last time I'm carrying my Wounded Warrior back from New England. And I knew God was saying, you've been wounded as a warrior. Don't be surprised, because that's what the Lord promises. Those that give up homes and families and loved ones for my sake, for my kingdom's sake, will receive many more homes and loved ones and friends with persecution. When you serve God, you're persecuted. It's not because you did anything wrong, but the enemy wants to shut us up. Look what happened to Elijah. Huh? He did this incredible thing on Mount Carmel. Awesome. Fire of God fell, burned up the sacrifice, killed all the prophets of Baal. It was incredible what he did. What happens right after that? Jezebel threatens to kill him. I'm going to kill you. And here's Elijah, the great man of God. He goes and runs and hides. It's in 1 Kings chapter 19. He goes and runs and hides, and he sits under a broom tree. I'll read it. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Because God wants to let us know this is how the devil works, and you be careful. It says, now Ahab told Jezebel everything, starting in verse 1 in 1 Kings 19, told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a message to Elijah to say, may the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them. So she's saying, if I don't kill you by tomorrow, may the gods deal with me ever so severely. And she didn't kill him by tomorrow, and she did get dealt with ever so severely. Okay, we got to watch our tongues. Power of life and death in our tongues. And she spewed out death over herself. That's a side issue. And it said, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. Okay? So does the devil try to stop things from getting birth? Yes. Does he try to move us off course? Yes. He threatens us. He lies to us. He says, I'm going to kill you. What happened to your family is going to happen to you. He's the father of all lies. He will tell us every lie under the sun. I wonder how many times we can think back and say, how many lies the devil told me that I believed? And I got filled with fear, like the boy at Hastings, full of fear and anxiety and depression. Because we believe the lies that the enemy's telling us about our future. Oh, you're going to be sick. Oh, your husband's going to die. You're going to be left poor. You're never going to get a good job. La, 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 la. You know? What does God say? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He says, there's nothing impossible for you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's what he says. That's God's promises to us. We got to focus on those things and not the negative, horrible things, the threats the enemy brings against us. So here's poor Elijah. And have we all been in this place running for our life? Huh? We've all been there. We've all been there. And so he went off into the desert, and while he was on his journey, he came to a broom tree and sat down under it and prayed that he might die. Now, haven't we often been in that place? Just let me die, God. I'll just come to heaven. It'll be so much better than this. That's where he was. He knew where he was going to go. Just let me die. This lady's after me. I have had enough, Lord. He said, take my life. This is right in the Bible. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. He's this great man of God. Huh? He's powerful. He's anointed. Huh? Bet you feel discouraged like that sometimes with what you're going through, the trial you're going through. It can be a little trial or it can be a big trial. And what's the devil trying to do? Rob us of our faith, take our courage from us, make us want to give up. And so look what happens. All at once, an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. You eat. He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. Then he went into a cave and spent the night. So here's this. God sends an angel to strengthen him. We know the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. What happened? God sent an angel to minister to Jesus to strengthen him for what he had to endure. Does God send his angels to us to strengthen us, to encourage us? Yeah, he does. He does. In that vision I was telling you about, that I saw myself laying on the ground. First I saw the wounded warrior sign. Then I saw myself laying flat on my face on the ground, all discouraged. And there were angels all surrounding me, and they were like, get up, come on, get up, you can do it. Now I'm watching this vision, and I'm thinking, why don't these angels help me up? Why don't they get me under the arms and pick me up? They didn't. Just like with Elijah, they baked him the bread and said, here, but Elijah had to pick it up and eat it. They didn't spoon feed him. See? So as I stood up in this vision, muscles grew. And God showed me, he's been talking to me about this all week. He told me that when we overcome, when we go through a trial and we overcome, we sang in that song, blessed be your name. When things are going good and when things are going bad, still I'm going to praise you. Blessed be your name. Okay? When we still stay faithful to God, blessed be your name, God. I still am going to serve you. I still love you. You're still my God. Even though everybody else is beating me up and doing all nasty things to me, I still am going to serve you, God. He says, when you stay faithful and you gather that spiritual strength inside of you to pick yourself up and keep going, he said, that's when your gifts grow. That's why your gifts are growing in yours too. Because you stay faithful in the midst of the storm, huh? You stay faithful, God says, that's when I increase your gifts. And after the storm we went through, coming back from Rhode Island and all the stuff we went through, the gifts of God have so incredibly increased. I can tell you, this is true. This is true. I'm hearing God so much more clearly. I'm seeing miracles happen like that. Quickly, with a word. Just a spoken word. We got to stay faithful in the midst of the storm. What happened to Jesus when he stayed faithful? Huh? He didn't want to go to the cross. Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. He was discouraged beyond discouraged. He knew one of his faithful followers had turned against him, Judas. He knew what he was going to suffer. And he was very discouraged. Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, but thy will be done. He stayed. God sent his angels to strengthen him and encourage him. But he still had to be the one to go to the cross. The angels didn't do it. He had to do it. He went to the cross, and what happened? The most tremendous victory. We're all a result. The world got saved. How huge. Because he stayed in there. He didn't run away. What happened with Elijah? Here's Elijah. Kill me, God. Take my life. I don't want to go on, God. God sends an angel to strengthen him. And then he goes to the mountain of God. He has a visitation with God. God speaks to him. And then God, after God speaks to him, what does he tell him to do? Come on, I'll take you home to heaven. I know it's tough. I know what you're going through is tough. Come on, let's let you escape. No, this is what he tells him to do. Then the Lord said to him, go back the way you came. Go back the way you came. Stop running away and trying to get out of this. You're not going to get hurt. The devil's a big liar. Jezebel's not going to kill you. Go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, then he gives him a list of things to do. Go anoint Hazael king over Aram. And he goes on and tells him who he's to anoint and get Elijah and train up Elijah and anoint Elijah to be your successor. Pretty cool, huh? God's saying that to us, because some of us are discouraged, been through a battle, and it's tough. And God understands. He knows it's tough. He's not laughing on it. He's not minimizing it. He's telling us, I'll send my angels to strengthen you. I've assigned angels to be with you. They will strengthen you. They'll lift your head. They'll encourage you. They'll speak words to you that will encourage you from my mouth to your ear. You will be encouraged. You will be strengthened. And then I'm asking you to get up and continue on the journey. Continue doing those things that I've called you to do. Don't shrink back out of fear or doubt or worry, but let me use you. I need you in this hour. The way God's going to spread the glory is through his people. If we didn't go to Hastings, we were tired from our trip, huh? Long trip back, drove back. Long, tons of traffic, tough trip back. Last thing we wanted to do was go minister to boys at Hastings. We were tired. We went, huh? We picked ourselves up and we went. And what God did, he strengthened us. He used us. Huh? We were discouraged. Tough trip. We just kept on, moving on. And then yesterday, beyond incredible what happened there yesterday. Huh? We're seeing God move. Well, there was a staff there Tuesday night that had never come before. He was the head of their maintenance. They didn't have enough people to watch the kids, so they sent the head of maintenance in. The guy sang along with all the songs and was completely blown away. And prayed along with the kids, the sinner's prayer. God is incredible. If we will just keep on moving on, don't let the devil stop you. Don't let him stop you. Get back to doing the things that God's given you to do. And we've got to develop that intimate fellowship with God that we know what he's telling us to do. That we're not led to the left or to the right, but that we know what God is saying for us to do. Let's all stand. Today, God is going to set us free from all discouragement, from any depression, any anxiety, any fear. Told me today, I'm going to set my people free. If you've got a stronghold in your life, while we're singing these songs, you just have faith and believe. If it's a stronghold of fear, worry, any kind of stronghold, something that's controlling you, let God just cut it right off you.